When you're already someone who is kind of pushing themselves during the day, the last thing you want to do is use your weekend or your evenings to go and get even more uncomfortable. But I can tell you that that is when we have accelerated growth.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And we're not doing it in person this time.
We're not doing it together. He's on Zoom in Park City.
I miss you already. I literally just landed, just got here, and I already miss you.
It's a real thing, you guys.
It's kind of what we're talking about today.
Yes.
So, you know, Lori and I were walking. I'm like, God, I guess I should frame it. I'm on my annual guys trip with guys I've been doing this for almost 10 years on. And every time I go, I have a blast. But every time right before I go, I'm like, I don't want to go. I'm too busy. I've got too many things going on. I don't want to leave you because I just have fun hanging around with you, Lori, blah, blah, blah. I've got 100 reasons why I genuinely think about canceling the trip each time. But then once I get here and once I'm done with the trip, I'm like, that was the best thing ever. These are so important, blah, blah, blah. And every year I know this happens, but every year I feel this massive, like legitimate, convincing list in my head of reasons I don't want to go. And I'm like, that makes no sense. When you know something is good for you, or when you know you're going to love doing something, why do you still feel like not doing it? And we went down this rabbit hole because then Lori's like, oh my God, me too, and giving examples. And we realized everyone must feel this way. Babe, what's one of your examples?
Well, first, I don't know if everyone actually feels this way. I think it's a definite introvert thing, and not just introvert thing. I think it is when you are in a season of also being really busy, the things that are the best for you often feel the worst, right? Because there's not really time for things. You have to create the time for things. But for me, it's the same thing. It's always when I go to mastermind with girlfriends and I know it's going to be the thing that's totally going to up-level me and it's going to make me uncomfortable and push my edges. But I know it's the main thing for my growth for that particular year. And there's that Stephen Pressfield quote that talks about how the closer you get to the things that are good for your evolution, the more resistance you're going to feel around the things. And I think even the guys' snowboard trips, Chris, because even my girls' trips that aren't about masterminding, like, I think those are so important for our relationships, for our marriage, for, you know, every single time you go, there's some sort of awesome life or business advice that you come home with. And I think that's what it is. I think that our safety maneuver, our brain is always trying to just keep us small and safe.
I think it's always trying to keep us comfortable. Yeah. As you're talking about that, I'm like, you know what? I think I am too addicted to what's convenient and what's comfortable. So even going to do something that you know is going to be great for you, I would liken this to when I go and attend other people's masterminds and I'm like, oh, I signed up for the thing. I paid for this thing, but right leading up to the event, I don't want to go. And I almost cancel. There've been ones where I straight up was like the day before, like, ah, I'm not going tomorrow. And then I end up going and I'm always like, I'm so glad I went, but It's so weird. I think it's, we're just so addicted to, yeah, let's just stay safe. Let's just stay comfortable. Let's just stay convenient. Even when we know it's something we like, I've got another example too. And maybe we're weirdos. I don't know. I'm interested to see if people like hit us up and be like, yeah, you guys are weirdos, or no, this is totally me too. But here's another one. 3-4 times a week, I've got the most awesome personal trainer ever. His name's Tucker at Lifetime in Scottsdale here. And I love spending that hour with him. And he gives me the best, most creative workouts. And, you know, like it's not just a physical workout. We talk about great things. So it's a mental workout. So I know that I'm going to feel like $1 trillion after each one of those workouts. But because they're at 8 a.m, even though I get up at like 6 every day, I'm still not ready to work out. I don't know why. I'm like, I don't want to people yet. I don't want to talk yet. I don't want to be like hyped up yet. I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm ready to go yet. I don't want to be like, there's something inside of me that is like, no, I think today is the day that I don't want to go, but I barely show up anyways. And by like 8:10, I'm like, balls to the wall. Let's go. This is the best thing ever. Let's put more weight on, kind of a thing. It's so weird how I don't want to do the things that I already know and have evidence that I will love.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a comfort thing. And especially if you are in the season of doing uncomfortable things in your business. So maybe you're like Chris and I, where, you know, he is in a big season right now. He is launching something he has never done before. I am launching something I have never done before. You know, we've both had to raise money, which is not comfortable. That's something we had never done before. And so when you're already someone who is kind of pushing themselves during the day, the last thing you want to do is use your weekend or your evenings to go and get even more uncomfortable. But I can tell you that that is when we have accelerated growth, is when we go and continue to show up to the social things that are uncomfortable, the masterminds, the events as well.
Well, you know, it's funny because right now I'm like, people want some kind of tip. They want some kind of like, okay, good. I'm just like you. I always cancel all these things too. So what do you do in that case? Here's the one thing I do. I literally play the movie to the end. I'm like, Chris, you feel this way every time. But then I go and I look for past evidence of how it turns out every time. And I'm like, those gym sessions, you feel like $1 trillion afterwards, both mentally and physically afterward, every single time. Or the trips like this. I'm like, bro, every single year you go and every single year you have the time of your life and some kind of great breakthrough and you get to solidify good friendships that have lasted so many years. It's crazy. So just play that movie to the end. If you're thinking about not coming to an event that you signed up for, I've done that many times when I've signed up for masterminds. I almost don't go, but I play that movie to the end. You know, I almost didn't go to this one. Here's what I learned there. So what would I miss out on if I don't go to this one? And I think that's the only effective tool is don't forget to go back, look back and uncover the evidence as to why you need to follow through with the commitment that you made.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right. Well, short and sweet today because I got some fun I got to go have.
I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to hear all about it. And I'm so grateful for you guys who have all tuned in and consistently listened, especially to the He Said, She Says. It's so fun to hear your feedback. And we really do want to know. So if you listen, shoot us a DM and let us know if you struggle with the same thing.
Yeah, we literally talk about on our walks like, oh my God, look how many people feel the same way. Or, wow, that was crickets. All right, babe, love you, miss you. And to everyone, thanks for listening.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.